Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
As promised, we are now going to chat to Sean Sachs, who is a senior researcher at NGO Monitor. Sean Sachs, good afternoon to you, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, Sean, there's euphoria amongst many. There seems to be a very real warmth between Israel, the UAE, Bahrain, but on a person-to-person level, it's real. And yet, apparently, there's certain NGOs who are against this process.
Well, not only certain NGOs, I think that the greatest irony is that while Israeli people and Bahrainis and Emiratis are actually joining together and
have we lost you, Sean?
The peace NGOs, the peace industry and the human rights industry are actually very much against this diplomatic breakthrough. As we've said, it's a question of the peace industry is against the peace process.
That sounds like a non sequitur. That makes no sense at all. Are you talking about specific NGOs, perhaps in the Middle East, Palestinian ones? Are you talking all the way over in the States, the USA, the UK, etc.?
It's a combination of both, unfortunately. If you look around the world, like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International, both of these organizations are supposed to thrive on the collaboration between people on peace efforts, because peace and collaboration is the very first step to improving human rights. But if you look at what Human Rights and their executive director, he said this doesn't make a difference. This is actually a bad thing. Amnesty International put out a condemnation of this. And as you move further,
we're really struggling with the line. I'm going to ask our producer to try phone you back, Sean, because what you have to say is really important. We want to hear it, but we're getting one third of what you're saying. So, if we could try get hold of you, Sean. In the meantime, a couple of stories that, just piqued my interest and made me look twice or three times. And the one was the following. The Times of Israel had a story towards the end of last week, and it's just fascinating to me that nobody spoke about it. Hamas apparently charged three Gaza activists for pro-peace video calls with Israelis. These guys, who are based in Gaza, did nothing more than to join a Skype conversation with Israelis to talk about peace. That is all that they did. The Hamas military prosecutors on Thursday last week charged the three activists in the Gaza Strip with a crime of weakening the revolutionary spirit, a charge that apparently could lead to many years in prison. And I want to just remind you, these guys did nothing other than join a Skype conference, a Skype call, talking about peace. Sad, sad state of reality. But I believe we've got you back, Sean Sachs. Is it a better line this time? Here's hoping. Sorry, so where did you leave off? Where did you leave off? We only heard the last
bit. I was saying that the other extremes, the BDS movement, both in South Africa and around the world, they call this a stab in the back of what is going on in the Palestinian Authority. In fact, one of the spokespeople for BDS International said that they're going to now consider boycotting certain Emirati businesses. That just gives you an idea of how ridiculous this has gotten. And it shows that the anti-Israel movement is just that. It's not about human rights. It's not about peace. It's just about being malicious towards Israel. And I want to pick up, you mentioned about these three Gazans who are now facing jail time for the crime of speaking to Israelis about mutual cooperation. So here's another great example.
We're losing you, and I'm so upset about that, because what you have to say is really important. Sean, I reckon we're going to leave it there for this afternoon. We will try and, set up an alternative time to chat to you about these very important issues.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.